Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette image expert, speaker, author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and the HR Lady is away celebrating her mom's special milestone birthday. Now, today is September 13, 2009. We were not with you last week in observance of the Labor Day holiday, but I hope your holiday festivities were safe and, of course, courteous. Now, this evening, due to popular demand, we are re-airing our interview etiquette show, Part 2. We hosted a three-part series on interview etiquette, and we are still receiving emails about the content covered in this popular series. So once again, this is a pre-recorded show, so please hold your phone calls and enjoy the show.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette image expert, speaker, author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
And today is Sunday, August 16, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Now, it's been a beautiful day here, not too humid, and I hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you guys are out there listening. And, of course, this evening, we will discuss Interview Etiquette Part 2. And, of course, our own resident, co-host Denise Harding, also known as the HR Lady, will list tips on how to ace that interview. And you'll definitely want to stay tuned. And as a matter of fact, Denise, we want to just let them know right now to just go ahead and grab something to take notes with. If you are someone who is currently on the interview circuit, or if you know someone who is looking for employment, go ahead and either send them a text, email, give them a quick phone call, and invite them to tune into the show. And want to give let's just give you our number real quick. It's 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can shoot us an email, as a lot of you do. It's info@pagesetiquette.com. info@pagesetiquette.com. Well, Denise, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing very well, Donna. Thank you for asking.
And we are certainly excited about the second part of the interview etiquette that you're going to bring this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a lot of response, even from the show, part one, last week. So,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to definitely read some of those responses in just a minute. But once again, welcome, loyal listeners, and we want to also welcome our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We are always delighted to have you join us and take part of your Sunday evening to spend with us. So we are certainly grateful for that, and we are blessed, as we know, to have listeners of all ages. We're excited about that. And we want to just always take a moment to talk about the origin of etiquette. And of course, after all, Denise, this show is called What is Etiquette Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So any time a question is posed, we need to have an answer, right?
That's right.
So etiquette basically is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And, of course, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So this all began in France in the French court. So in a case, if you don't remember the origin of it, just remember that etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Okay? Now, Denise, last week's show, Interview Etiquette Part 1, you gave us some stats about layoffs, job losses, as it relates to the, the state of the economy. And we know, still, unfortunately, a lot of people are looking for jobs. And, of course, they may be a little confused or unclear still about the steps they should take when faced with having to go out and look for a job. And of course, we know that some of you out there are also just frustrated about it all, so we want to help you out this evening so you can be a little more confident. But we do feel, we are confident, that after this evening you will have enough empowering information that you will be able to go out with confidence, okay? So, Denise, of course, you talked last week about resumes, applications. You talked about interview techniques, and I know you have a lot more information this evening. And you guys, we want to remind you again, you can feel free to email your questions, again, at info@pagesetiquette.com. And we also, listen, we want to, if you're a manager or a supervisor or an entrepreneur, if you're working a non-traditional job that was perhaps created due to a layoff, we'd also love to hear from you as well. And Denise, I know you have a lot of information, but what I would love to do, first of all, is start out with a testimonial. And this is a result of the show last week. Was really excited to hear this. And it says, etiquette and HR lady, I was laid off on this past Monday, the day after I listened to your show, Part 1, Interview Etiquette, last Sunday. Although I didn't know the following day would be my last day at work, I wasn't as devastated as I probably would have been since I know how to begin looking for another job. And she goes on to say, thank you so much for your show. And this is from Carol in Macon, Georgia. And Carol, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
We are so excited, and we certainly applaud you. We're so very, very thankful that you shared that testimony with us, because part of the reason that we do this show is so that we can educate and inform, and we thank you so much for that testimonial. Well, Denise, I know you have a lot of information, and we've received some emails, but we're going to let you just go ahead and just kind of take off with it.
Okay. Well, Donna, we talked a little bit last week about introducing some things to do and not do during your interview, and certainly, Carol, I do hope that you're listening today as well and that you will be able to take something from the show today. I recently read an article from Career Builder, and they did a survey. This survey was from employers. Actually, they talked with employers, and this is very important, I think, because this says to any applicant, these are the things that employers, I guess, have pet peeves about. And when you're in an interview, you have to be on your P's and Q's. Donna, you know how when you're out in the public and you're trying to impress or make sure that you're doing the right thing, that there should be some ground rules. And in the interview process, it's just the same way. But I wanted to cover a few things in there. They had nine specific things, and we covered a couple last week that were in the actual survey. But there are people, apparently, in interviews who act bored or somewhat cocky. And being bored means that you're tapping your toes, you're swinging your foot, you're drumming your fingers on the table or desk, and basically acting as if you're not interested in the position.
Wow.
So what does that say to an employer, Donna?
Wow, that you are boring me, or I probably don't even want to be here.
Exactly. And actually, they've given some answers or actually some guidelines for you as well. And they say just to remain calm and unstressed and make sure that you breathe evenly and slowly as you're interviewing. Because I know a lot of people out there are out of work and they've been in the workplace some number of years and have not interviewed in quite some time. So I know I've interviewed a few folks and they're a little bit nervous. They tell me, this is my first time interviewing in 20 years. And so they look a little bit nervous. So I tell them to relax and just tell them that. I always tell them, you're just talking to me. It's just like two people talking. And most times they do seem to relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It says also to lean forward. Leaning forward, your body language is so important. Leaning forward means that you are interested in what they're saying. And I know that in etiquette and manners, there are ways that you can sit. You sit erect. You sit not with a slouch or a slump. Also, when you have that little nervous twitching of your foot or your ankle moving about up and down, it says also to keep your legs close together and feet flat on the floor. I think that's a real good way to contain that nervousness. Don't you think, Donna?
Mm-hmm, absolutely, making sure that you're maintaining good posture. Now, let me ask
mm-hmm.
you this. I'm sure someone out there listening wants to know. Now, I know you had said that there was someone that said to you that this was their first interview and they were a little nervous. Now, I'm sure
mm-hmm.
some other people out there listening are wondering, is it okay to go ahead and say, look, I'm a little nervous, and so I just want to let you know I haven't interviewed in a long time, or this may be my first interview. So is it okay, or is it looked down upon?
Sure it is, because I think it is okay, because that just shows that a person is really human, and the interviewer will at that time know, okay, then I understand a little bit why the person is a little bit nervous, and then they can hopefully set an environment to help make that person a little bit more comfortable and at ease.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, they may not necessarily be bored and not want to be there, but
exactly.
they may just be nervous
mm-hmm.
and anticipating maybe the next question and whether they're going to be able to answer that next question or not. So perhaps that's what that may be, you know, a sign
mm-hmm.
of.
It certainly could be. Now, let's move on to another one. I like this one, and I think you talk about this in your book as well, not dressing appropriately.
Mm.
Most seasoned workforce, and we talked a little bit about this last week, but dressing appropriately for an interview is one of the number one things that you need to make sure you have intact. That's the first impression that an employer sees, is how you're dressed. What your appearance looks like. And, you know, we talked about wearing a suit, not flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Donna, you made some statements last week about the dress as well.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about making sure that the suit is appropriate for those jobs where you're going to a corporate setting, of course, or a business where it is required. But also, even if you're not sure if that business requires that type of dress, that you shouldn't wear a suit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the survey brought out that people should always have some knowledge of the company.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you interviewed and you not know anything about a company? To me, that's That's like homework. You're doing research to find out if you really, really, really want to work for that particular company. They may have some things that they're doing that you may not agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the interview, if you talk about the company and what it's all about to the interviewer, that shows that you're really definitely interested in being there, as well as that you have the ability to look at that company not just from, I want to work here and what is my pay.
Now let me ask you something, let me interject here if I can.
Mm-hmm.
What if you have that prospective employee that's sitting there and the interviewer asks, okay, so what exactly do you know about our company?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've done zero research and you can't say anything, how is that looked upon?
Actually, they, you know, in this interview, the survey, they say that it looked like the person shows no initiative,
mm-hmm.
because, first of all, they didn't even care enough to look and see what that company was all about.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we go to interviews a lot of times in hopes of getting a job, but a lot of people do fail to look a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
It also says that you should look at their profiles, their press releases, and that you might learn something interesting about the company and its employees. And another thing, if you do an interview in person and they give you a tour or have you walk around, it's okay to ask employees of that company questions,
mm-hmm.
and engage in conversation with them. That shows that you're interested. It also shows that you want to know something about the company,
mm-hmm.
as well as it can also show if you have the ability to be flexible and deal with any and all people.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. So quite naturally, if that question is posed by the interviewer, then, of course, with confidence, you know, the applicant is ready to respond. And
mm-hmm.
and I would think that if the interviewer did not ask the question, I would think it would be okay to say, oh, by the way, I'm very impressed,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the numbers that you guys had over the course of the last quarter.
Absolutely.
And now, is that not impressive or not? It looks
that
like
is so impressive. You should interject to let that person know that you know what is going on with the company. Very good point, Donna. Now, let's talk about one that I know we've talked about, cell phone etiquette, in several of our shows in the past. And,
yes.
and of course, in interviewing, it is no different. Keep your cell phones off.
Mm-hmm.
I think that only makes sense. I don't know if I need to say anything more about that one.
Well, I think if you turn it off, then you should be all set when it comes to no interruptions by your cell phone.
Absolutely. And you know one other thing,
mm-hmm.
if you are interviewing or if you're looking for work and you're expecting callbacks,
mm-hmm.
please put something very professional on the greeting. When people call, they do not want to hear baby got back
mm-hmm.
on their ringtone.
Right.
So make sure you keep that phone off. Make sure you have a very professional greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And show that you're very mature in how you handle your own personal business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. I've got a few more I want to talk about. Not asking good questions about during the interview. They always ask you, do you have any questions? You should have questions ready to ask. Sometimes they will answer those questions for you during the interview, but a lot of times, depending on the person who is interviewing,
mm-hmm.
they may not come to the things that you're interested in. So you should always have questions ready
mm-hmm.
To ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask things about the benefits, of course, and you can talk about what kind of perks do you receive, or anything like that would be certainly appropriate. And if you're interested in a little bit more about the things that the company has established or things that they have done in the past few years, those things are absolutely good questions. As well as I tend to ask when I go for an interview why you like the company. I ask the interviewer, why do you like working here?
Mm, that's a great question. they like it there, then, you know, you're probably going to like it there. But lo and behold, if they say, oh, well, I don't really like it, I'm trying to leave too. I think,
and you know what? You will have some people who are very frank about those things,
mm-hmm.
and that's unfortunate because that doesn't represent a company very well.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick pause for a commercial. We'll be right back in just a moment. What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Okay, and of course, before we went to break, we were just talking about the interviewer who we hope that you don't run into this particular person that's interviewing you, letting you know that she doesn't like the job she's looking for.
Exactly, Donna.
Okay, Denise, go right ahead.
I want to talk a little bit about, this is something that's very important, of course, in networking these days. It's not only meeting people face-to-face, but, on the Internet, on the social networking sites.
Mm-hmm.
And in the actual survey, they said that failure to remove unprofessional photos on social networking pages or blogs, et cetera, that, you know, in the interview, once you've gone through it, people, employers, anyone can actually go out there and look at your site to see what you have on there. I think last week we talked about it for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is remove all unprofessional photos of you along with your friends, and not only on your network, but also on your friends. They should remove your photos as well. Now, I never thought about that before, Donna, but, you know, of course, people are looking a little bit further. They are looking at your resume to verify that they are correct,
mm-hmm.
as well as looking at these social networking sites. So please be very aware that you could actually be hired and lose your job if you have something very inappropriate on your own networking site.
And I
know a lot of people don't think that that's any of that company's business, but you're supposed to represent that company
mm-hmm.
and in good taste and make sure that you're always professional.
And Denise, I think it was several years ago that there was a situation with a female police officer,
mm-hmm.
and they saw some information on her site. She was a part-time stripper or whatever. And they actually let her go. That was years ago. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember something with another female who
mm-hmm.
was in a swimsuit. I think it was a two-piece. And whatever company she went to, she was let go as well,
mm-hmm.
as well as the gentleman I spoke about last week who had something inappropriate on his site. He was hired and then let go. So please,
mm-hmm.
please take notice and make sure that you're keeping your site very, very professional. And we're talking about MySpace and Black Planet Networking. I'm not sure all of the names of them, but anything that you put out there to meet and greet people and network, there are so many new sites out there, so please be aware.
Mm-hmm. And Denise, I'm going to kind of go, I've got an email I would love to read. It says, HR lady, is it better to apply for a position online or in person. In my opinion, online is not very personable, and how do you know they receive your information you submitted? And this is
actually
from Ben.
Who is it now?
It's from Ben in Jacksonville, Florida.
Ben. Okay, Ben, that is a very good question. And I will say that most people feel the same way that you do about the part about it not being personable. But this is the thing with the new age and internet and computers and things that are so less paperwork. You know, we're saving the environment, trying to save a tree. Most companies will offer the actual application process online.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few places still out there that require just paper, because I know many of the fast food places require that. Most retailers actually do their applications online, as well as corporate companies such as Civitan and ADP. And when you go out online to search for jobs, you click and apply at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the part about not being personable, your application does go into a database. In most cases, you will get a confirmation that your application went through. Now, will you know that a person actually read your application or your resume, et cetera? That's very hard to say. We talked about last week how many jobs are posted and hundreds of thousands of people apply for those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that most databases work now is that once you submit your resume or your application, it is scanned.
Mm-hmm.
It's scanned in. It's compared to what the requirements are and duties. And if your resume is scanned in and they see that it fits the job, then they will pull it and give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a lot of the same words that they're listing in that particular job, and make sure that your abilities match what it says specifically, because that's how they actually look at those resumes and applications now.
Mm-hmm. So we hope that makes you feel a little better, Ben, as you are applying online. And we're going to tell you guys again how you can contact us.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at info@pagesetiquette.com.
That was a good question from Ben, Donna.
Yeah.
And I hope that many people realize that it's just the way the times are now with the applications and resumes sent online. But
mm-hmm.
you follow up just like you would if you applied by paper.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have a contact, you definitely need to keep that contact right there handy with all of your paperwork. You know, looking for a job is a job, they say, in
mm-hmm.
this time and day.
Oh,
I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the things you shouldn't wear, and we're going to talk about, if we have time, to talk about some virtual jobs that you can create for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you don't wear Crocs. Everybody knows what those little plastic shoes look like, clogs.
Ugh.
Scrunchies on your hair, fanny packs. I think those went out in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sweatpants and sweatshirts. Let's not wear those. The velour, the juicy tracksuits. Let's not wear anything with any letters on the back. Or leather pants, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is the things that you're naming right now, Denise, it sounds like, okay, why would she even spend time naming these things? Because that's just common sense. Well, we say on this show all the time that common sense is not so
common
anymore. It just
that's
isn't.
Right.
These are obviously the things that you're seeing, and you certainly only get you never get a
mm-hmm.
second chance to
exactly.
make a great first impression. So
absolutely.
Definitely want to take heed to this. I cannot believe our time has just escaped us again. And Denise, we're receiving so many emails that I
and then I didn't get a chance to talk about virtual assistants and non-traditional jobs.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do? This is going to
We're going to do part three.
This is going to be the first show that we've done part three because we know that, you know, there's this information is so important. And we've gotten, I apologize if you sent us an email and you didn't, we didn't get to it. It was because we were bombarded. So we're going to plan a part three on next week. But I want to thank you all for supporting our show. Remember to make sure that you never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly, write them deep within your heart. And as we remind you to do every week, be sure to initiate a random act of kindness. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again about interview etiquette next week. Take care. Good night.
God bless.
And God bless.